Republican Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana was re-elected Speaker of the House Friday, January 3rd, after he convinced multiple holdouts to change their votes. Johnson received 218 votes. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York received 215. Before Friday, there were multiple Republicans who said they either would not support Johnson or were keeping their options open. Members proposed deals that would help Johnson reclaim the gavel, like appointing conservative Representative Chip Roy of Texas as chairman of the Rules Committee. Johnson made clear that was not in the cards. "I don't make deals with anyone. There's no quid pro quo here," Johnson told reporters. "I don't do anything in exchange for a vote other than commit to make this institution work as effectively and efficiently as possible." Johnson did, however, convince Republican Representative Victoria Spartz of Indiana to vote for him with a list of commitments that was a near mirror image to the list of demands she released earlier in the week, which she said were requirements to earn her vote. Johnson's list of commitments was released minutes before the vote. The list includes: create a working group of independent experts to work with the Department of Government Efficiency and congressional committees on spending reform recommendations. Task the working group with reviewing government audits and create a report for public release. Request House committees perform authorizations and appropriations reviews to expose irresponsible or illegal practices within government agencies. Republicans were eager to elect a speaker before Monday, January 6th, when Congress is scheduled to certify President-elect Donald Trump's election victory. Had they not elected a speaker, they would not have been allowed to move forward with the certification.